mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, here we are. It's already the 28th day of January 2005. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be live for the next 3 hours, wide open telephones throughout the day. In the middle of the next hour, we have a guest coming on to talk about chimeras, that is, cross-species abominations, and how now the mainstream media and the government is basically throwing it in our face. Just how far these travesties of life have gone. We're talking about humans mixed with pigs, humans mixed with chimpanzees. They're now announcing all of this. This has been going on for years, and these creatures they've been creating don't have any rights. What was that book, The Island of Dr. Maru or something, with all of his monstrosities? But now it's just no big deal. Also coming up, Masons bring child ID program to Fisher School. Another one, fingerprint technology gaining ground in school food service. Got a thumb scan all over the country. It's spreading. And another one, see-through wall radar could have law enforcement applications. Out of the Globe and Mail, the police are going to be looking through your walls. They've been doing it for 5 years that I know of, by the way. And another headline here where they're announcing U.S. edges closer to national ID card. After they pass the national ID card, USA Today, and everybody's been telling us, it's kind of a national ID card. Knight Ridder News Service, U.S. edges closer to national ID card. No, it's not edging closer, okay? And Associated Press, U.S. terror program recruiting truckers and others. The TIPS program was never canceled. As we told you 2 years ago, it was simply doubled in size and had its name changed. And you hear it's a U.S. terror program, then you read the actual program. Did you see a man argue with his wife? He doesn't need to be touching her for it to be abuse. Is she yelling at him? That's illegal. That's emotional abuse. Call the police. Yes, this is actually in some of the manuals. Yes, that's it. It's down to that. Did you see someone smoking something in their car that looked like something other than a cigarette? You see, marijuana funds Al-Qaeda. And if you fund Al-Qaeda, you're a terrorist. I'm not kidding. Well, you've seen the public service announcements of, hey, I smoke pot. I'm not hurting anybody, just myself. And that's what you think. You just funded Al-Qaeda. And the guy goes, oh, I did? He goes, yeah, you did. Oh, man, you're a terrorist. This is much a terrorist as those two 10-year-olds that drew stick figures with swords stabbing a classmate instead of them getting in trouble. It went to the state police and up to the attorney general, and they said, seize them and charge them with felonies. You're going to the big house, boys. How many of you would be in the pokey? How many of you men listening, and you know full well what you drew in school? You know full well the kind of stuff that went on. So most of us would be in prison. And that's the plan, ladies and gentlemen. Criminalizing everything. There's a move to make not wearing a seatbelt a felony, by the way. Oh, yes. Everything will be felonies. Until you start going to prison for your thoughts themselves.
Hey, Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom, and even working dads, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The LifeWave Patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, I've become desensitized to news like this, but just look at some of the news I've got in my stack this Friday edition. Masons bring child ID program to Fisher School. I see one of these every week. It says the Herkmeyer Masonic Lodge is helping students at Fisher Elementary School take steps to provide for their safety should they ever turn up missing or lost. The lodge on Monday began a 3-day child identification program at the school, seeking to reach all students in pre-kindergarten through third grade. With their parents' permission, each student is being fingerprinted in one of the classrooms, while students are also being videotaped in order to provide a record of their appearance, height, sound of their voice. Hey, why shouldn't parents just do this with the kids? Parents should care enough to do this for their children. Though kidnapping or disappearance is, I've looked at the statistics, one of the lowest statistical ways for a child to die. I mean, more children die in swimming pools than die from guns. And more children die in cars than die in swimming pools and from guns combined. And then way down the list, I've even got, every year I buy one of those almanacs. It's got all the numbers in it. Of course, that's because I'm a terrorist. According to the FBI alerts, if you have an almanac or a road atlas in your car, it may mean you're a terrorist. Oops, I just admitted I read books. Uh-oh. See, I mean, this is how ridiculous it's gotten. I actually just said that and then thought, ooh, Al-Qaeda, if you fight Al-Qaeda, you must be with Al-Qaeda. But if you're with Al-Qaeda, like the administration that funds them, then you're against Al-Qaeda. But, and I'm sure most of these low-level Masons mean well. I think this is part of a good program. But this came down years ago from the big Supreme Lodge in D.C., and they collect all this stuff, and it goes into these big databases. We've caught them. In fact, I learned this from medical workers about 10 years ago, and since then it's been in ABC News Australia. It's been in a couple newspapers here in the U.S. because of lawsuits in Texas and Michigan. Every child born in a hospital in the last 33 years, started 33 years ago, they take ampules of blood from the baby's heel in every hospital in the country. They take 2 to 3 ampules. One of the ampules goes to a state, but it's really federally, but it's a state office depository or repository. And it stays there, freeze-dried. And then the other one does indeed go to the health department, as they tell the parents, for blood tests to make sure your child doesn't have any blood diseases. And I learned this years ago. People couldn't believe it. It has since been in the news quite a bit. I've had a congressman on from North Carolina who was fighting it a few years ago, exposing it. So nobody asked you to go into a federal DNA database. Nobody asked your permission when you were born. Nobody asked your parents that. If you're 33 years old or younger and were born in a hospital, they illegally took your DNA, violated your Fourth Amendment. Now, the Supreme Court on Monday said there is no Fourth Amendment. The Fifth Circuit said it last year. But again, I don't recognize that. I didn't recognize it when the Supreme Court said black people weren't human beings. Or when they said Native Americans had no right to their lands. I don't think that's right. I don't think the Supreme Court's God and the Founding Fathers knew it wasn't, and they said it wasn't. But it thinks it's God right now. It's like the White House says they're above the law, even federal, that actually the law issues from Bush's mouth. No, the law only issues from God's mouth, and you're not God, buddy. I know you'd argue with me about that, but by the way, that's textbook tyranny when leaders start saying, I am the law. You know, I'm Judge Dredd, judge, jury, and executioner. So there are the Masons buzzing around getting the fingerprints. Like busy little bumblebees. Fingerprint technology gaining ground in school food service. For those of you that have been listening for 8 years, you know I've been screaming bloody murder about this. We warn you in Road to Tyranny. All over the country, from government facilities to private corporations, big factory lunch lines to public schools. It's happening in Canada, England, France, Australia, New Zealand. The whole Western world's putting this in. No cash allowed. You are only allowed to pay with your thumbprint. And some schools have put retina scanners in. You want to check out a library book? You've got to scan your ID card you wear around your neck and thumbprint, and they're putting RFID in the books. Again, training the children how to live under this societal control. Now, it continues. We even have the federal plans. This is to condition them. Fingerprint technology gaining ground in school food service. This is from PR Newswire. Again, where I get a lot of news because the industries like to brag to each other via this PR Newswire. Fingerprint technology is now being harnessed at K-12 schools around the nation for school lunches. Students simply place a forefinger or a thumb on a small reader by the register. Public schools such as those in the Penn Cambria and Wilson school districts in Pennsylvania have adopted this technology, 5 years ago, to speed operation. Districts in Pennsylvania have adopted this technology again to speed operation. Simplify payment, limit lunch fraud and bullying. Can't have money, they say, because that could cause bullying. Improve national school lunch program participation and to improve reimbursement for programs such as Title I-E Rate and No Child Left Behind, which use NSLP food service data to gauge poverty. And I've read the stories where if the parents don't put money or forget to put money on your account each month, no cash allowed. You understand you can't buy credits there with cash either. Then CPS is notified. Also, what you're eating. They scan everything you're buying, and then it goes into a record instantly. Just like when you as an adult go to most grocery stores and they go, that'll be $97 unless you have the loyalty card. It would have only been $65. Don't you want the card? Well, why do I get such a discount if I have the card? Well, it's a loyalty card. And by the way, we sell all your data to the NSA. And it's instantly hooked into their computers. By the way, that's all admitted, but they don't tell you that. And the idiot behind the counter doesn't tell you that either. They just carry this out. But then you think, well, I won't go to Randall's here in Austin where they push this on you. I'll go to HEB, where in College Station in Houston at some stores, they put thumb scanners in at the self-checkout lines and are taking out all the service lines and making you thumb scan. And then they already make their employees at all the HEBs thumb scan. They called in here. I've walked up and videotaped it before. They've got signs up in Austin for 2 years saying next month thumb scanners are going in, but people won't put up with it here in Austin because of, well, some troublemaking talk radio host, so they haven't implemented it yet. But, I mean, it's all over the country. Huh. They got Safeways in Northern California where they're going to get rid of the checkout counters entirely. They've got some of these test places, stores, and they've already gotten it down to one checkout lane, and all the rest are the carts have a little computer on them, and you swipe your card and you thumb scan to make sure it's you. And then it radio beams back with the transmitters up in the walls, the antennas, and you just scan your goods as you go. Scan your goods as you go. See, it's going in everywhere. Listen to this. Unlike cash, tickets, and swipe cards, which can be lost or stolen, your fingers are always with you, and no one can use them to gain fraudulent access to your account, says Brenda Bozinski, secretary to Penn-Cambria School District's food service director. Allaying fears of identity theft, Mitch Johns, president of Food Service Solutions, the company that implemented the biometric use of fingerprints in Pennsylvania school district, as well as across scores of schools and colleges throughout the U.S., is quick to point out that his system does not store any prints. Now, this is the same M.O. I have them saying this in Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Listen to this. This is very important. Only the numbers are retained in the form of a mathematical algorithm, and those cannot be re-represented into a fingerprint image, explains Johns. Both parents and students can rest assured that the images cannot be used by law enforcement for identification purposes. Now, if you watch Police State 3 Total Enslavement, you will see the CEO of Biometric Access, based in Austin, actually in a parasite of the city, Round Rock, north of us. That's what they used to call suburbs. It's the parasite of Austin, one of the larger parasites. And they are a parasite on Round Rock's back. Biometric Access right up the road. By the way, I had a confrontation with a Biometric Access employee one time in a Chewy's Mexican food restaurant. That's a whole other story, and I actually heard him talking about it and laughing at the general public. I walked out and confronted him. Another side issue. In Police State 3, just a few minutes of the film, I show their CEO on local news channel going, don't worry, when we thumb scan you here at HEB, it doesn't go into a law enforcement database, and don't worry, it's not an image of your thumb, it's just zeros and ones, it's a digital algorithm. Every digital photo, my voice right now going over a computer line is zeros and ones, but it's still my voice. It's total lawyer speak. And then he goes, and don't worry, it doesn't hook in with the police. Well, I walk into HEB, start interviewing the clerk behind the counter with a thumb scanner, and they go, oh, yeah, it checks in with the state police. I mean, that's admitted. They thumb scan you here. That's the database. You thumb scan here in this state to get a driver's license. It's 93. And then they admit it there at the store. I mean, it's just incredible, folks.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book along with a silver dollar for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, David and Alex and Robert and Tim and others. We're going to be going to your calls here momentarily. I want to go to your calls quickly so I have your question and comments ready. And then I want to get into see-through wall radar could have law enforcement applications. Oh, I'm glad the mainstream news is telling us about this. Because about 5-6 years ago, I saw the Defense Department press releases to industry, the local police departments, that, oh, we're going to be mounting your helicopters for free with stuff that looks right through people's walls. I don't mean like infrared where you just see the heat sources. I mean nice black and white images of you and your wife eating breakfast or doing whatever else. And this is all part of freedom, folks, living in glass houses, basically. I think it's wonderful. U.S. edges closer to national ID card. Again, it's already been passed, and so now Knight Ridder News Service and AP and USA Today are all going, oh, by the way, I'm afraid they passed something that, well, is a national ID card or close to it. I mean, you'll have to have it. Also, U.S. terror program recruiting truckers, all part of the TIPS program, but see, it had nothing to do with terror, though. Again, it's if you're seen arguing with your wife or husband, verbally, they are to call the police. Well, that's it for you. And don't draw stick figures either with knives in their hands or it's over. That's terrorism, too. North Korea has bought nuclear bombs, according to ABC News, and it's evil Pakistan that did it. But Pakistan, our government helped arm them, and that's our ally. I mean, they're not a threat, though. No, Iran is. Iran is evil because they don't have nukes and can't defend themselves is why. But that's the basic propaganda. And later, we've got a guest coming on about cloning cross species. That's right. I mean, what's wrong with putting a little chimpanzee genes in a human clone and bringing it to term and birthing it, which they've already done, and then keeping it quiet and then announcing it just incrementally and saying, well, it's not a human. I mean, it's 10% chimpanzee. Doesn't have any rights. We can do medical experiments on it. We can do that. And most of you will laugh at people like Alex Jones if he even reads out of the Washington Post about it. Because you don't believe stuff like that exists because you're still living in 1965. Now, let's talk to David in Boston. David, welcome.
How are you, Alex?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
Did you get that DVD of smallpox that I sent to you? I sent that last week, so I don't know.
I got it today.
Oh, really? Okay. Well,
that is, it came in yesterday, and I opened it this morning.
Oh, good.
And I meant to put it in my car so I could put a little clip of it on my TV show, and I think it's sitting at my other office.
Yeah, well, at your leisure. Listen, I got an interesting police state story for you. I don't know if you heard. A company out of Lansing, Michigan, WICO, fires four employees for refusing smoking tests.
Well, yeah, and
did you hear that one?
Yeah, that's happened in Florida. It's happened all over. You know, I'm glad you mentioned this. It's one of the things I forgot to spend time on yesterday. I just mentioned it briefly.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you comment on it, then I've got my comments.
Well, essentially what they've done is that the guy, the CEO of the company, has instituted, and apparently the policy, I think, was initially instituted back in 2003, but I think they must have ramped it up. They're essentially firing people. I mean, you can't even smoke after hours. The part that I caught that was
amazing. If you smoke, period. If you smoke, period, you're fired.
That's right.
Have you ever seen the movie Cat's Eye with James Woods?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Well, one scene in the movie, it's this kind of surreal, dystopic thing. It's like where there's this health club mafia.
Yeah.
At first it's quit smoking. Then it's now you're going to not eat unhealthy food or we're going to cut your wife's finger off. And, you know, basically it's like this oppressive system. But actually that's the plan. The different federal agencies have said, well, Arkansas passed a law last year, if your child is 2% overweight and doesn't lose it within 6 months, they take your child, even 2% overweight, and the indexes are quite skinny, you know, quite small. I think the indexes are a little bit low, and some people are big-boned. But if this is the state getting involved there, you know, it starts with some huge obese child, you know, who weighs 250 pounds at 10 years of age, and they look like a giant frog and, a crapo, and that means frog or toad in French. Sorry, folks. But, you know, so this is going on. And
I heard that this morning, by the way, about them implementing the plan about, for children, now they have to conform to a certain weight category and it's going to be attached to their report cards.
Yeah, but that's what you hear on the news. No. These are laws that are going to take your children.
Right, yeah, that's very true.
See, notice how they sell you the law, too. It's like the national ID card. There might be one kind of before you.
Exactly.
But they don't tell you it's been passed and it's horrible.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. Yeah, that's absolutely the case.
It's all part of the new freedom, sir.
Sure is.
I appreciate your call, but I want to comment on what you said when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, the media just expects us to kind of hum through life happily about this whole high-tech police state. They'd like us all on Prozac, just walking along going, la, 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 la. La la la, I love being a slave. Na 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 na. Well, I'm not going to do it. What about you? I was doing that song during the break, and John running the show said, I dare you to do that on air. So there, I figured out a way to integrate acting stupid onto the show. Now I have won the big prize. Now, got to have some fun, folks. It's Friday. And quite frankly, I'm getting sick and tired of the New World Order, but I'm not going to let it get me down. But, I mean, that listener brought up such important points and started running over him because I want to add to this because I've really been thinking about this a lot lately. Plus, we have the federal plans. It's about getting everybody institutionalized, everybody into the system. And all over the country, every couple of weeks, I see a new state that passed the law starting about a year ago with... The first one was Arkansas, of all places, and now, I don't know, what is it, like 10, 15 other states I've seen? I haven't counted them all up. It's a whole bunch. And see, I mentioned it, the listener says he's up in Boston, the last caller, and he saw it this morning. I mean, it's just, it's everywhere. And they announced that, well, you know, obesity's a big problem with children, and so and your child's overweight, because see, the schools are all turning medical now. Oh, you get your twice a year psychological test, and you're twice a year, we put the calipers on you and measure your weight and put that on your report card. And, you know, it all goes on an ID card your child wears around their neck, and, you know, oh, they thumb scan to get their lunch. And are you starting to get the idea here? I mean, these are like psychiatric mind control facilities. That's what's being phased in. Fences around them. Police, you know, inside questioning the youth. BATF and hundreds of school districts in 7th or 8th grades, the grades they target, they do a semester class where it's all about law enforcement, and they write papers about their family life. I have the documents, not just the news articles. That's in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. I mean, from conservative areas and liberal areas, from North Carolina to Kentucky to Texas to New York to California to Oregon. So it's this seamless web of control. And look, again, there's so much I could talk about here, but I want to go to your calls. But just take this obesity thing. And again, some of these children look like giant toads. I use the French term, you know, crapo for it. That means toad in French. And I'm not trying to be mean. A lot of that is adrenal problems, hormonal problems, problems with the thyroid. Because of all the hormones in the food, it's screwing the kids up. And it's overeating as well. But instead of saying, you are not allowed to have vending machines, I don't care if it makes $4 billion a year for the schools, it's $4 million a year, folks, you're not going to have Snickers and Milky Ways and Coca-Colas. I mean, listen, when I was in school, folks, that's all people did almost every break. It was eat candy bars, drink Cokes. I'd get Cokes, candy bars. Luckily, I exercised a lot, so I wasn't fat. But still, I mean, you sit around for 8 hours every day, and then you go eat those school lunches. I mean, it's ridiculous. So the school puts that stuff in there, and then your children gobble it, and then instead of having initiatives, which should be at the state level or city level, you know, you should, or neighborhood leagues, or having the parents involved, you know, where is the sound of the children? When I was a child, that wasn't that long ago. I mean, it just, we went out and we got home from school and we ran and played and did whatever until dark, and then we went home, and then usually we're so tired, but, you know, my dad would stand over me until I did my homework. You know, went to bed about 10 or 11. We wasn't sitting around watching television. Sometimes before my dad got home, you know, I'd get to watch maybe 30 minutes of cartoons. My mom would walk in and turn it off, and my friends would come to the door, and I'd run off and play baseball or football or go around, you know, in the woods with our BB guns, and it was just wonderful. We'd play, you know, war and, you know, sneak around in the woods and capture the flag and all that stuff. You don't see that anymore, people. I drive all over Austin. I've been all over the country. I mean, you don't see children. You don't see children out. You know, you see the occasional bike, somebody biking to his friend Bobby's house to play Death Commando. You know, you're a UN commando who kills patriots. You know, he's got to go play that game. He's got to go play Deus Ex, or he's got to go play UN Wing Commander or whatever. But don't, then, Billy, go to school and draw a picture of that, or you're going to prison. But on this whole obesity thing, what are they doing? I mean, first, in the last 6-7 years, every month, there's a big headline where they show the child who looks like Jabba the Hutt, and it seems reasonable that the government's gotten involved. Well, you know, man, that child, I mean, 300 pounds at 12 years of age or 250 pounds at 10 years of age, I mean, something's got to be done. But again, road to hell is paved with good intentions. It's meant to, it's all done scientifically. Then it's, if your child's 2% over body weight, CPS will get involved. They don't lose the weight within 6 months. And then now the state's over your children. And by the way, again, let's allow all these violent video games. Let's sell them to the kids. But then if they draw a picture of it, you go to prison. Or let's line the halls with candy bars and Cokes. And then when your child gets overweight, we're going to take it from you. I mean, you see how they do it? Look, but don't touch. Touch, but don't taste. It's all set up. It's done by design. They're not stupid. They know what they're doing. It's like the drug war. The bigger the drug war gets, the more drugs we have, the more people in prisons, the more men in black ski masks stomping around, bugging their eyes out at us, always for our own good. and the drug dealing families, we've traced it back, own the big private prisons predominantly. The drug dealers own the prisons. They've got a great system. They get it coming and going. So this is how it starts. And I remember about 2 years ago, real big in Florida, there were cases of employees caught smoking cigarettes at parties, reported by other employees, fired, because you're not allowed to smoke. It's a policy of this company. And then the cases of cops. One of them didn't like his lieutenant. Now, one of the lower-level people, they were at a cop party at a house, described how he saw the officer smoking a cigar. Well, he was fired. Didn't matter if he'd been on the force 20 years. We even interviewed him. And it's the policy of the department that you're not allowed to smoke. No tobacco products. You're fired. Florida's where we see most of these, but now the callers mentioned, yes, it's all over the country. And then they say, and I've heard the so-called neocons on talk radio the last few days going, well, you know, it's a private company and policy's policy. But see, the companies are now bigger than government. And so you're going to have to work for one of these big companies. And see, first it's cigarettes. Then it's, oh, we've got to do a blood or urine test, which they were demanding of the employees. And they said, no, I'll let you drug test me for drugs, you know, cocaine, marijuana, whatever. But you are not going to test me for nicotine. So they said to the four employees, fine, you're fired. No smoking. And then now they're trying to pass laws that they passed some in the country. No smoking outside. No smoking in your own house. They have other laws. No religious services at your home. And so the Baptists have five people over. Well, the rabbi has four people over. And the police actually come the second time and arrest the rabbi. Come and arrest the Baptist meeting, you know. But meanwhile, it's okay if the neighbors next door have a bachelor party with 10 topless dancers swinging from the chandeliers. All of this is about control. This is not what America is, and none of it has anything to do with stopping Al-Qaeda. And so now, Health and Human Services Secretary, about, what, 2 years ago, they put out the report. The Agriculture Department put out a report a few years ago as well, saying, we're going to have a national ID card for the driver's license. You're going to scan it. There's going to be a sales tax. That's already being announced. And while you do this, everything you buy will be tracked. And you'll be allowed a certain amount of beer, a certain amount of Bluebell ice cream, you know, a certain amount of fattening things, a certain amount of T-bones. But over that point, it's going to be flagged, and it's going to go to the police department. And it's going to go to the insurance companies. This is admitted. And I'm sure you've heard the report of the guy who goes into the doctor and says, doctor, I've been having some heart palpitations. And the doctor, well, do you drink? Well, yeah, I'm 46 years old, and a lot of nights I get home after work. I don't drink and drive, but I drink a six-pack. And the doctor said, well, I'm revoking your driver's license. No judge, no jury. But you say you don't drink while you drive, but still, I just think you might be. And so we're revoking your license. And the guy sued and went to court, and they said, yes, it doesn't matter if you don't drink and drive. You say you drink a six-pack, and well, the doctor says he doesn't think you should be able to have a license because of that. Okay, you don't have it. See, folks, are you starting to get what I'm talking about here? And I'm not joking about this. Your children are in these schools. This is the model of the future. Doesn't matter if the valedictorian, a young lady, valedictorian, last day of school, she brought cake and cookies, and she was going to put on a little party with her little speech club in one of the classrooms after school. Just a little hour-long party to say bye to friends. Well, the security guard, we interviewed about 3 years ago, the security guard saw the Dixie box. You know the Dixie box I'm talking about. It has a little area with spoons and fork and knife and, you know, the little box that has 10 of each, and saw the paper plates, and he saw the plastic knives. She was arrested, and she was not allowed to graduate, and they stripped her, and she went to court, and later did get her GED, but no valedictorian for you. We're stripping it from you. We have a zero-tolerance policy. We must be as mindless as possible and persecute everyone to be fair. Why, you saw what happened to Columbine. You know, we saw your federal operation. Type that in. Type in valedictorian loses diploma over plastic knife. She had the little paper tablecloth, the cake, the cookies, the soda pop. And she had the Dixie box. And even the Dixie cups. Oh, you think I'm joking? I mean, I just had like 100 other examples of this flood through my mind. Remember the homeschooler? The homeschooler. 15, graduated from high school. Top of her class in New York City. Highest test score in New York City. 15 years old. Scholarship at the college. Everything ahead of her. Had all these friends, you name it. They came, and they told the father, "Where is your daughter?" He said, "She is at school." And they said, "We're taking her from you." And last time I interviewed her and the father, she was in hiding. I don't remember. It was in the New York Post. She was in hiding. They were seeking her. Seeking her. They'd already kicked her out of college, told the dean, "You're not allowed to have her. We're revoking her diploma, even though she passed the test after this. And then we're seeking to take her because the father abused her by not letting her have the enjoyment of high school and her peers." Oh, don't believe me? Just type in 15-year-old homeschooler sought by police. That was last year. And again, dozens of examples just flooded my mind. You know, these aren't... another New York case. Man gives 10% tip, not 20%. Arrested, charged with felony robbery. Yes. Or man talking on cell phone, arrested. Or woman talking on cell phone, tackled, arrested. Or man put leg up on bench, arrested. Or woman, you know, walked down to the subway platform and the officer said, "You can't eat that on the subway." She said, "Okay," and popped the last piece of Butterfinger into her mouth. He arrested her and said, disorderly conduct, disregarding the order of a police officer, resisting without violence. And the officer told the news, "I did it because she was disrespectful the way she chewed." She aggressively popped it in her mouth with pleasure and chewed it arrogantly. And we don't put up with that in America now. Are you of Al-Qaeda? Then you don't chew aggressively. And you don't look at the president in the eyes or you're arrested. And you don't bring a cross to a demonstration. This is the new freedom, people. And you don't sell knockoff Rubik's Cubes or Homeland Security. It'll hit you hard. And you don't complain to the VA too much. Well, they'll admit that he didn't threaten anybody but had to be arrested as a terrorist. Because complaining is terrorism. Because it holds up the government, and by holding up the government, that helps Al-Qaeda. That's what they said. Everything helps Al-Qaeda now. We're all servants of Al-Qaeda, and the government's doing its best to hold back the flood against all of us. Let's talk to Alex in the Carolinas. Alex, go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You bet, sir.
And I appreciate the show very much. I have a comment and two questions. The first thing is that I've just found out that on May 12th in Raleigh, North Carolina, we'll be having our very own FEMA disaster drill. I think that's really interesting.
Well, call it what it is. federalization, relinquishment of local control, slave drill.
Well, you know, right there on their site, what do they call it? They use a very funny phrase. It says CERT is a national service program of the U.S. Freedom Corps, like peace crime or, you know, like the way I should probably full stop the duck speak speedwise. It sounds like newspeak to me.
Double quack, double plus, good.
Exactly.
So you know the 11th edition, good.
So
you may know too much though.
I probably do. I'm sure I'm a terrorist already. I'm sure, but I do hope to go to this drill and I do hope to videotape it. They also are asking for people to participate. I don't know if I really feel comfortable about that because. Who knows what they're actually going to do to you? They say that you're going to have to be, you know, pretend some sort of nuclear or biological attack.
Yeah, they're going to splatter fake blood on you. They'll probably have a bunch of school kids there because, you know, they order them out of the class, and there'll be men screaming with machine guns, and they'll probably blow up some old cars in the town.
So that's May 12th. The questions I have, though, concern the right to keep and bear arms, although I guess these days that's the privilege.
Well, according to... It's in his heart Alberto Gonzalez wants to ban your guns.
Exactly.
It's heartfelt.
But seriously, the first question I have is, it really worthwhile anymore to obtain a concealed carry permit. I'd like to do it. I'd like to be able to transport my firearms without harassment. But on the other hand, I'm worried I'm just going in the gun grabber database. What are your opinions?
Well, you are, and it turns a right into a privilege. And, you know, in Texas, you don't need a permit to carry a loaded shotgun or rifle. And that's why the few times, you know, stalkers have been particularly bad and threatening me, well, I just put a shotgun in the back seat. But I haven't done that in years. I'm not too worried about myself. If they strike me down, you know, that's just the way it goes. That's all God's will. No, I mean, in, that's what they've done. You know, they turn a right to a privilege. A license is authorization to do something that would be illegal. So the government tells us it's illegal to travel unless the king gives you permission. It's illegal to have a gun unless we give you permission. It's a special license. And, you know, it's a stopgap measure. What we need is Vermont-style carry, which just says, hey, you got a right to carry guns. End the story. Second Amendment. Does that answer your question, sir?
Yeah, one other thing. Have you seen the PSN.gov billboards? Felons using guns do hard
times. Yes, stay there. We'll talk about it on the other side. Good points there.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, in the next hour, we're going to go back to your calls right now, but in the next hour, I'll really attempt to get to everybody quickly here. I just get an idea of my frustration. I mean, I've just got legions of examples of the most Orwellian-type control, and that's what Alex in the Carolinas was getting into, you know, quack speak and double plus good and the 11th version of Ingsoc. That you've got to read 1984 to follow along with us, but I mean, really, they're implementing. They're restricting the language, changing the meaning of words. It's amazing. It's like Bush's speech. I mean, that was right out of 1984. Liberty, liberty, freedom, freedom, fighting tyranny, fighting tyranny, fighting outpost of tyranny. It's the opposite of what that puppet's actually doing. But, Alex, you had just brought up a point before the break. Well, what was the rest of it?
The PSN.gov billboards that say, I think it says, felons with guns do crime. It's one of these things.
Well, what they do is, I've seen these, they're on buses in Austin, they're all over the country. I've seen pictures of them all over the country. I've driven around the nation and seen them. This has been going on for a decade. It says, report illegal guns. And there's a big revolver. And then in small print that you've got to stand under the billboard to read, can't see from the road, or get right up against the bus to read, it says, felons beware, it's illegal for you to have a gun. But see, the general public sees just a revolver and thinks, report illegal guns, those revolvers are illegal. And so then when they're in your house or whatever and see a revolver in a case on the wall, they go call the police.
Yep, I mean, it's one of these things that it's just too obvious for that to be the purpose. I mean, why else would they put a handgun with a big X through it? Why not show up someone who looks like a criminal with a gun? I mean, what they're trying to do, obviously, is to make you associate, gun equals crime.
Well, gun equals you're going to jail. And then see, most of the TV shows are set in New York or Chicago or L.A. where you basically have semi-gun bans or total gun bans, and so people see the simulated cop go over and go, he's got a gun, get down on the ground, you're going to jail for 20 years for this. People watch that and think guns are illegal. So in the majority of the country where they're still completely legal, where the Second Amendment's still alive somewhat, somebody moves to your state from New York City, and they're a carpet cleaner, this happened to me, and they come to your house to clean your carpets, and they see a shotgun in a case, and they go and almost tried to call the police on me until their bosses told them, no, we were allowed to have guns in Texas. I mean, that's how crazy this is. This is the mind control, people. And George Bush has radically expanded the, quote, gun education funding. And these things are going up everywhere. Good points, Alex. Thanks for the call. Before we go back to Robert and Tim and Preston and Chris and William and everybody else that is patiently holding, just briefly here at the end of the hour, little salvo out there in the info war. You believe in what I'm doing and you want to join me in the fight against the New World Order and you want to expose all this, my films do it. Take Police State 3 Total Enslavement. About 3 minutes of the film is the thumb scanners going in the grocery stores. That's just an idea of what you get in the film. Where we go in and confront them about it and then show them lying on a local newscast. That's 3 minutes of the 2-hour, 44-minute film. Really, it's 3 or 4 films in one. That's one film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Road to Tyranny is 3 or 4 films in one. It's almost 3 hours long on DVD, 2.5 hours long on VHS. Right now it's $5.95 when you buy one copy at the regular price. You can buy additional copies to give as gifts or to give to folks for $5.95 apiece. Please call, take advantage of all these specials, 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139, or go to our safe, secure online shopping cart, Infowars.com, order via the safe, secure online shopping cart, or to watch clips of the films, or read about the films, or, again, order them there, Infowars.com, or PrisonPlanet.com, or write to me. I'm Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, where you can read my book, Paul Watson's book, watch all my films, dozens of other films, special weekly TV reports I do. PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay totally informed, on the cutting edge, at PrisonPlanet.tv. And get normal. Get real. My response is normal to this tyranny. You should be pulling your hair out, freaking out. This is out of control. We'll be right back.